Good evening, listeners. Thank you for joining for this segment of my audio podcast. Tonight, I would like to discuss my experiences as a grad student at Queen's University of Charlotte, the Knight School of Communication. First, I'd like to say I could not have asked for a better educational experience. My instructors not only taught me new methods of theoretical analyses and methodology, but they also taught me to reach deep within myself to search out my creative devices. For example, in one course, I had to create a Twitter account. Prior to that, I only had a Facebook account. The meaning for the connectivity account was to see where things went, to explore and examine how connections happen and networking occurs within a specific venue. So I chose to research the Me Too movement. At the time that this class occurred in the fall of 2017 was during October, September, and that was right when the Me Too movement took tremendous hold, and the sexual harassment allegations throughout were just like blossoming consistently and constantly throughout our social media experiences. So I went to develop an account, which you will see I provided that link in my WordPress blog for my communications Knight School communication. And so I learned how to do that. First, I bulked and like a wild horse in training. I was bulked and bolted. Did not want to do it. Didn't feel comfortable with it. But once I got into it and I enmeshed myself into the project, I realized, saw the analytics from the project. I saw, there's something happening here. I definitely learned a lot via group movement, social movements, via digital activism. And so that provided a good platform in which I did continue to examine. For example, for my COM 655 project in the summer of 2018, I examined teens and tweens and parental communication among social support groups. And that was established, that blossomed from my reading Dana Boyd's Is Complicated, The Network Lives of Teens. So I realized the value of that. That Kaggle mind map and discussion is also provided within my WordPress blog. And then for my capstone, I focused on online grief support groups. And that, the crux of that project began when I read a classmate provided to me because I was going through a time of grief and loss. A classmate provided me the book by Sheryl Sandberg and Adam King, Option B. And so from that book, I went on to Facebook and found the Option B support group there, and also went to Option B .org. And there I found just a tremendous amount of online computer mediated communication, which really, there was so much data that in my COM 681 capstone, there was no time to capture each and every and analyze each and every component. So I will absolutely focus on that for future studies in a further master's degree or a doctoral dissertation. But the overall takeaway from my studies is that the communication landscape has completely changed. I am what you call a digital immigrant, not a digital native. I was born in 1966, so I had VHS and 8-track, and you know, I was the remote control when it was time to change channel. Hey, Kelly, go change channel. So I'm just absolutely, you know, just like last week, I told my students, and they were just like, wow, okay, whatever. But I told my students, this week in 1984, Steve Jobs just released the first computer, first PC. And they were just like, they didn't care. But, you know, so therefore, therein lies my purpose. I want to engage my students in the value and the purpose of digital media literacy, and also share the valuable historical context and content of that material. Also, how they and themselves can support themselves and others via social support systems and increase their empowerment and their voices, and to learn. And I certainly look forward to any comments from anyone, as long as they're respectful, regarding my capstone project, focus, future implications, any sharing of future genres or existing genres that I may have missed in my research. And I absolutely do plan to take the education that I received at Queens into a new level. Queens has taught me, my time at Queens is a fast 2 years, and it went by so quickly. It was like, wow. It was the most challenging time of my life, with balancing that with life. And we all have a story to share. And the opportunity presented to me from Queens was through each challenge I received, or through a personal level, I was able to integrate that into my studies. And I have to say that's what you need to do. If you want to research communication and empower yourself and become part of your community and really get out there, and the so what of it all to me was, where can I take this? How can I take the education I have and give to my community? It's all about building community and support, interpersonal relationships, not only with yourself, you and yourself, with you and your family, your significant others, your organizational communication, global communication, and communication globally and day to day, and even in implementing random acts of kindness. I have learned not to judge. I have a bachelor's degree from UNC Pembroke in sociology. And there's an overlap between or among the theories in sociology and communication. But I really launched into practice, practicing random acts of kindness without judgment. I volunteered to help with Hurricane Florence and Michael efforts. Without judgment, I was at the grocery store with my daughter the other day, and we stopped at the corner leaving the grocery store. There was a couple at the grocery store with a cardboard sign that said, homeless and hungry. And it was my last $20, and my daughter gave me my last $20 because I'm not going to judge. I've learned not to judge from the book on the cover. And it's not up to me to say whether or not this person is valid. All I can do is say that I am valid. My message is valid. And if I can contribute good to this world via mindful, empathetic, and compassionate communication, then that is my goal. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I would have to say to anyone, if you are looking for an educational venue to learn communication and ethical practices, please visit Queens University of Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate your listening.